We're going to be talking about day dates and real dates. Did you know that dating your spouse regularly is linked to a happier and more stable marriage? If you're married, I'm curious, how often are you dating your spouse? When you are choosing this type of sugar, you're getting the fiber, you're getting the antioxidants, you're getting the potassium and the magnesium as well, as opposed to processed, refined sugar, and you're getting nothing but something that's feeding cancer. You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoy the program. It's going to be short and sweet, but we're going to be talking about, speaking of sweet, we're going to be talking about day dates and real dates. That's right. Let's talk about day dates first. Did you know that dating your spouse regularly is linked to a happier and more stable marriage? If you're married, I'm curious, how often are you dating your spouse? Todd and I date one another often, and I'm grateful that we make it a top priority. I was actually surprised because I took him on a surprise day date the other day, and I was surprised at the outcome of the date. Like, he really enjoyed it. I took him to a tulip farm. Yep, a tulip farm. I know that sounds kind of like an odd date, like maybe it was more something I wanted to do, and maybe it was, but I was hoping he would enjoy it. I just wasn't sure. I was getting a little nervous when we pulled up, and I was like, oh, not sure if he's going to like this, but I hope he does. But this farm, it's in Farmington, Minnesota, and the name of the farm is Brand Farms, and they actually, I think it was 160,000 bulbs that they planted of tulips, and it's so beautiful. I mean, it's one of those kind of build it and they will come kind of venues. Like, it's kind of just in the middle of their farm and kind of random, but it was kind of cool. Like, I was into it. Todd was into it. We were just really loving it. Like, we were impressed with how well thought out the entire event was. I mean, we started at the farmhouse. We took a hayride out to where the tulips are. And the tulips, oh my goodness, they were gorgeous. And they were in different colors and different rows and just so well thought out. And Todd, I think, really appreciated. I mean, he loved the tulips. He thought they were gorgeous, but I don't think he loved them like I did. I don't know, maybe. But I think what he really loved was the just understanding just what all went into this whole build it and they will come idea, and just the entrepreneurial spirit that this family has at Brand Farms in Farmington, Minnesota. And they do all kinds of things there. This isn't the only build it and they will come project that they've done, but this is the first year of the tulips. And I was just really blown away. Like, they have a whole big sign that says, I love tulips. They've got tons of different photo ops that Todd and I made great use of. I'll post a couple here in this podcast. We were just being silly, but we loved it. It was kind of just one of those little breaks in the day that it was only a couple hours, but it was nice. I mean, we were outdoors. We were, you know, enjoying watching other people enjoy themselves. And we did all kinds of things. They had like basketball hoops. They had food trucks. They had old tractors you could hop on and take a photo in on. And you had, all kinds of areas with the tulips and one of those big, like Adirondack chairs you can sit in and take a picture, and they had a kissing booth place for a photo. I mean, the list goes on. They were very creative, and tons of places for little kids to play, from hay bales to this little area, which was so cute. It was like a little pig pen, and they had these like little, you know, little plastic, little jumpy things that looked like pigs and cows that the little kids could ride on. They had like one of those big jumpy things. What do you call them? It's not a jumpy thing. I know that's not what it's called, but you know what I'm saying. The kids were jumping on it. They had an area with a bunch of corn in it where kids could go in and play in all the corn. It was just really well thought out. And so I think Todd was impressed by that. And he just enjoyed being with me, and I just enjoyed being with him. So day dates are important. In fact, the Institute for Family Studies shared that a study of, they studied about 2,000 married men and women in the U.S. from ages 18 to 55. And it was reported that 52% of them never or rarely go on dates. Wow, 52%. And 48% had regular dates, meaning 1 to 2 dates a month, which is great. Doesn't have to be once a week. 1 to 2 a month is considered regular. But I just thought, man, 52% that rarely or never go on dates, that just kind of made me sad for these married couples. And it just made me think of how busy we tend to be and how intentional we need to be. You know, yes, this podcast is about being visibly fit, mind, body, spirit, emotions, relationships. So that means in our marriage, right? So it's important that we are happy in our marriage, and we are doing things intentionally in our marriage to grow and to become more intimate together. And the studies showed that husbands and wives that date one another, yes, let me be clear to say one another. Yeah, you have to say that these days. But anyway, that they were 15% in points happier, and that divorce was not at all likely in their future compared to those that infrequently or never went on dates. That's huge. And also, this study showed that dating one another also proved to give a 21% lead in greater romance and intimacy compared to those that rarely or never dated. It shared that 3 out of 4 couples who dated one another reported being highly committed to one another, and they had improved communication, and they had great respect, and they cherished one another. That's really powerful, right? The power of a day date. Or a night date, whatever. But ours was a day date. But the power of a date, it's not hard, but it makes a big difference, right? Dates don't have to be expensive. I mean, going out to dinner anymore these days can be rather expensive. So you don't have to always go out to dinner. You can have a date at home. You could have a movie night at home. You could have a lunch date and just make it a picnic. You could go on a walk together. Yeah, that's considered a date because you talk, you are enjoying one another. Maybe you go on a bicycle ride together. Todd and I just went on a bike ride together the other day, and we were on a few paths that are beautiful around some lakes, and we enjoyed just God's creation together, and that's a date. What about pickleball? We have lots of pickleball dates. We do like that. I think we tend to do a lot of our dates around something physical, you know, physically active, but it doesn't always have to be that way, right? You can, like I said, you can have that movie night together, or you could have a cooking time together in the kitchen and make it fun. You know, have fun cooking in the kitchen together. Try a new recipe together. Go dancing or dance together at home. That's a pretty cool date. Go on a food truck adventure. you know, I don't know, find different food trucks to try out. Or yes, you can go tiptoeing through the tulips like we did. Whatever floats your boat. But dates are important. I mean, you look at that study and we want to build our relationship together as married couples, but it also reflects how we show up as individuals. And so when you're happy and healthy in your marriage, you're usually happy and healthy in your individual walk and what you're doing through life as well. So that's the day date part of this podcast. Now let's talk about real dates. And I mean dates as in, you know, the fruit date. Yeah, dates. I actually just got a bag of dates, or I couldn't believe how many. It was such a good price at Costco. Right here, these are Deglette newer dates. These are not medjool dates, but this whole package of freshly pitted dates, which is super nice. They're about medium in size. They're not as big as medjool dates, but man, this is great. And like I said, they're pitted, so saves time, and they're yummy, and they're wonderful. So I made for one of our date things, I made Todd one of his favorite recipes, rhubarb crumble. I think his mom used to make it for him a lot, so he's got a lot of good memories around it. So I made him some rhubarb crumble. A neighbor gave me some fresh rhubarb from her garden, which was so fantastic. I love it. And would like to plant some rhubarb behind our home. I mean, it's so easy to grow. I don't know why we don't have it, but it is a native plant. So I think I'm going to plant some. But I did a strawberry rhubarb recipe, and I didn't, you know, use refined sugar. You know me, I'm going to make it as healthy as possible. And I was hoping he would still like it. But I used the dates, and the dates are a great, you know, replacement for refined sugar. Dates offer fiber, and they offer minerals like potassium and magnesium, and they're loaded with antioxidants. And since dates are a natural sugar rather than refined, it actually helps to slow down that sugar absorption in the bloodstream. So the dates raise the insulin levels just more gradually, which is more healthier. It's healthier. Okay. So that sugar profile in dates it's a combo. It's glucose, it's fructose, it's sucrose, but all are responded to differently in the body. Now, if you're trying to lose weight or you're diabetic, go easy on these little fruits because they are, you know, even though they are rated low to moderate on the glycemic index scale, and they're not high on the glycemic index scale, you still don't want to eat just one after the other because they're high in sugar. They just are. These the smaller Deglette dates are almost like 4.5 grams of sugar, while the medjool dates, which are larger in size, which I'm going to show you. I have a medjool date here. This one's a dried one. It's been in my refrigerator for a little too long, but I'll still use it. At some point, I'm just going to need to soak it in some warm water because it's hard as a rock. But anyway, you can tell the difference. This is a dried medjool date. This is the Deglette Noor date. And so this is more medium in size. This one is large, but it's dried. Okay. This one's actually going to contain more sugar. The medjool date has more sugar than this Deglette. Like it can have upwards to 16 grams per date. Can you believe that? Yeah, per date. So I was happy to have found these dates. And again, there's a lot of them. I don't know how many is in here, but a lot. I was happy to get these. These actually come from, they're out of Algeria. Anyhow, I digress. But we can use a more medium-sized date and still get enough sweetness that we don't need to use the medjool dates like maybe you're used to using, which I used to use more of them as well, but they're just higher in sugar. So I just like to be a little more cautious and definitely want to not just pop them in your mouth like candy. You want to eat them alongside a protein or a healthy fat, like nuts or nut butter, to keep that insulin spike more regulated as well. So when I was making this rhubarb strawberry crisp crumble, whatever you want to call it, I just took a, I'm going to kind of go from memory here, try to remember how I made it, but I just took a, you know, a casserole dish, a smaller casserole dish, and I put the about 2.5 cups of chopped up of fresh rhubarb in the bottom, 2.5 cups. And then I didn't have strawberries, but I had some dehydrated strawberries that I added, and I put about maybe 1.5 cups of those at the bottom along with the rhubarb. And then I made in my food processor the crumble, and I just used about 1 cup of walnuts, 1 cup of pecans. I used some coconut oil, like some, you know, not heated up and runny, more like still coagulated, if you will. And then I used about 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, but you could use almond butter or coconut or peanut butter if you wanted. Almond butter would be a good idea. I added some oats, about, I don't know, maybe 1/2 cup to 1 cup of oats. I added some hemp seeds, about 1/4 cup hemp seeds. I added, I think, about 2 tablespoons of almond flour, and then just a little bit of water, just a little bit, just to kind of get it all clumpy along with that coconut oil. And then I just put that on top of the crumble, or on top of the rhubarb and the strawberry to make the crumble, put it in the oven at 375 for about 30 minutes. And it was delicious. My husband was very happy. And that was just another part of the day date that turned into the night date that was just a little sweet treat and sweet way of me thinking about him, but in a healthy way, right? Making one of his favorite things in a healthy way. And he loved it. And I made some fresh cream from the coconut, from coconut milk. So if you take if you put a can of coconut milk in the refrigerator or in the freezer for just a little bit, and all that, the white coconut cream comes to the top. If you take that out of the can and leave the clear and then just whip that up for just a little bit, you can have some, you know, quote unquote cream to go on top. If you want to add, if you're, you know, using eggs, you can actually add some egg white as well. If you want it even more just whippy, you can do that. But yeah, it was just so good. And he felt loved, you know? And so that was part of our date as well. But dates with your spouse are important, and eating dates are important to, you know, just transition from refined sugar to using dates. It is a big difference, but one that grows on you pretty quickly. And just remembering that they are packed with quite a bit of sugar, but when you look at the rhubarb strawberry crumble that I made, and the dates. I had the dates in there. I almost forgot the dates in the crumble. I took about 8 of these medium-sized dates and put those in the crumble, make sure they're pitted, and that brought in the sweetness. But the strawberries were already sweet. It was already really sweet, so you don't need a lot of dates. But anyway, you're not eating 8 dates all at once, right? So you're not eating 40 grams of sugar or whatever those 8 dates offer. You're having a little scoop out of there. And so it's spread out. It's not going to be something that you're just ingesting and just popping these in your mouth like candy. It's different. So use dates. Use date paste as often as you can as possible. I use dates paste a lot. And if you've never made date paste, gosh, it's super simple. I usually have people ask me, how do you make it? Well, you just put dates and water in a Vitamix or Nutribullet or food processor of whatever kind you have, and that makes your date paste. Super simple. Again, pit the dates, speaking from experience, but it's super easy. And then you just make it to whatever consistency that you need for that particular baked item. Okay. So anyway, I hope that that is encouraging for you. And remembering that when you are choosing this type of sugar, you're getting the fiber, you're getting the antioxidants, you're getting the potassium and the magnesium as well, as opposed to processed refined sugar, and you're getting nothing but something that's feeding cancer, right? So we want to stay away from that and go for the whole food style of your sugar. That's going to be your best bet. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this program, and I hope that you are encouraged and maybe inspired to go on a day date or a night date with your spouse and make it more often. Yeah, this is your green light to make those dates more often and get more creative with them, and know that you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a fun time and to make a wonderful memory. So do that. Go on day dates and use real dates. All right. Blessings, and share this with someone you know. And I will catch you same time, same place, right here on Visibly Fit next week. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.